You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to your Giants News Roundup for Friday, January 14th. I'm Ed Valentine of Big Blue View, and the big news today, of course, is the ongoing interviews for the Giants general manager position. The Giants are now up to four interviews completed. Joe Shane of the Buffalo Bills, Quentin Harris and Adrian Wilson of the Arizona Cardinals, and Ryan Poles of the Kansas City Chiefs have all interviewed with John and Chris Mara, along with Steve Tisch. Up today on the interview circuit will be Monty Ossenfort and Ryan Cowden of the Tennessee Titans. Reportedly also scheduled going forward will be Joe Hortiz of the Baltimore Ravens. That is one that is highly anticipated. I know people are looking forward to hearing about how that one turns out. Also on Monday, after the 49ers play this weekend in the first round of the NFC playoffs, the Giants are scheduled to talk to Adam Peters and Rand Carthon of the San Francisco 49ers. There is some speculation that the interview process could be widened, that more candidates could be interviewed virtually before the Giants make a decision on which candidates to bring to East Rutherford, New Jersey for a second round of interviews that will be in person. So it looks like this process is going to take a little bit of time, Giants fans. I wouldn't expect a resolution to this until the end of next week at the earliest, possibly into the following week after that. We also know that Giants co-owner John Mara told us the other day that he really wants to get the general manager done first, have the GM in place, and then have the GM lead the search for the new head coach to replace Joe Judge. The only note that I have for you in terms of the four candidates who have interviewed thus far is that there are reports that Joe Shane, quote, crushed the interview with the Giants on that he had on Wednesday. Don't really know at this point. Obviously, we weren't there. The Giants aren't going to tell us any more than the fact that they interviewed these candidates. So when we will really know something about how each of these candidates fared in their virtual interviews is sometime next week, when we hear which candidates will be brought to New Jersey for a second round of interviews. That's when we will really know who the serious candidates, who the finalists are. Other really interesting note on Thursday was that former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores reportedly said that the Giants would be at or near the top of his list for preferred destinations for his next NFL head coaching job. Obviously, the question for the Giants is how well Flores would work with whoever the Giants end up hiring as general manager, which we obviously don't know yet. Obviously, Flores was surprisingly fired by the Miami Dolphins this week. after doing a really good job in Miami for 3 years, getting that program turned around. Flores won't be out of work for long. There are already reports that Flores will interview with the Chicago Bears. And now that that the Houston Texans have fired David Culley, that the Texans are interested in talking to Flores. Houston Texans general manager Nick Caserio worked with Flores in New England, so there is a connection there. So if the Giants do end up wanting to pursue Brian Flores, they are going to have competition. And perhaps the way this is going to work out is that Flores could be off the market before he even gets, before the Giants even get a chance to speak with him. All right, Giants fans, that's really all I've got for you today. Reminder to check out the Big Blue View GM search tracker at bigblueview.com. Also check out our GM search story stream as we give you all of the stories, all of the news, all of the analysis of each of the candidates for the vacant general manager position. Please subscribe here on YouTube or on the Big Blue View Radio podcast on all of your favorite podcast applications. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.